And we are back from the stands, supported by the Commemorative Air Force, hosting Air Show 2014, October 11th and 12th in Midland, Texas. With more than 11,000 members, the CAF honors America's military aviation heritage through flight, exhibition, and remembrance. You can find out more at commemorativeairforce.org. And we're talking with Major Carolyn Jensen, Thunderbird number 3, and two of the ground support folks that you've got with you, Reed and Denny, and we're just talking off mic about the civilian rides, the VIP or media flights that Thunderbirds do, and just kind of joking about whether the local TV reporters survived, and you told me that they did, but you two have also had the backseat experience in the F-16.
Oh, yeah.
So, Reed, what was that like?
For me, I'm not a big enthusiast on roller coasters or anything like that. So for me, I was pretty apprehensive about it. So I was like, oh, I really don't want to do it. But I got talked into it. Like, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, you can't pass up. So
right.
I did it, and it was probably the best roller coaster I've ever felt. I mean, if you imagine 9 times your body weight being put on you, going God knows how fast, you know, you kind of forget about everything, and you just, I guess, let it all hang out and have fun. Honestly, it's probably the best roller coaster and the best roller coaster buzzkill ever, if you will.
Denny, how about you?
I had a blast. Don't get me wrong. I pulled 9.2 G's for 9 or 10 seconds straight, but you have no idea afterwards. I went home and slept for 17 hours straight with like no food in my stomach or anything. I was just exhausted. I'd do it again if I had to, but props to these guys because they do this every single day in and day out, and it's no joke. It's a very hard job.
Yeah, and that's kind of a telling answer. I'd do it again if I had to, not yeah. do it again
oh,
if
no.
I offered.
If it was my job day to day, I would absolutely do it. But I'm happy here on the ground.
Yeah,
and actually, here. Your reaction is similar to others I've heard, civilians who've taken the flight, even though they thought they were ready for it, they just were wiped out at the end.
Yeah.
So yeah, so. What you do in Thunderbird number 3 really is kind of demanding. Do you have a workout regimen that you use? I know a lot of the air show performers have specific exercises they do to build up their G tolerance, but it's nowhere near what you have.
Well, it's probably very similar. You know, guys like Mike Goulian, Rob Hall, and Sean Tucker, they're pulling a lot more Gs than we are in the F-16, but it's actually individualized, so whatever you want to do. We had a pilot on the team last year. All he did was golf for his exercise, and it worked out well for him. But for me, I like to lift weights, do interval cardio, but a really big part of it too is just eating really well, and the biggest is just being hydrated.
Right.
Drink a lot of water. It helps with your reaction time, how your mental acuity, and just how you feel overall, your level of fatigue, because when we get out, we're on talking to people, and we don't really shut down until we go to bed at night.
Right. Well, talking about eating right and staying hydrated, those are the like the antithesis of air shows, where you have
Absolutely.
You know, festival food and very little. So how do you keep yourself balanced?
You bring everything with you. Okay. So protein bars and almonds and you know, bottles of water and wheatgrass, whatever you want. So we bring a lot of it with you. You don't really fare well if you're eating on the local economy week after week after week.
Right.
So yeah, we go to the grocery store, grab a salad, and bring that with, and we'll eat that before the brief.
Good. So Denny, Reed, how did you arrive here at Oshkosh?
Alex came in on a C-17,
okay.
Which is normally where we came in. I actually got stuck at the last show site in Anchorage, Alaska. We had a problem with the aircraft, so we had to leave a couple behind. But I spent about 19 hours on the commercial airline system getting here from Alaska, and got here on Thursday morning.
Okay. And the C-17, what's that like inside, in flight?
I mean, it's a plane.
Okay.
I mean, some would say it's comfortable, some say it's not. But, I mean, you know, when you're just happy to be on the road, however you get there is how you get there.
Good.
Everything else is in the water.
All right. So for you on the ground, you arrive before the team does, before the jets do. So what do you have to do to get ready for the arrival?
Basically, when we get here, we'll set up spots, you know, get our tools ready, just have everything prepared for them. So, you know, once they land, you know, they can get them out the aircraft, and, you know, we can get working. So, you know, and we have to unload the C-17, you know, obviously we have all our equipment. So we'll get that all emptied out, and then, you know, it'll go where it needs to go, and, you know, spot set up, birds painted, markers if we need to paint lines or whatever for the pilots to, you know, in case we have any, like, loose rocks or anything that we don't want them going around. But most of the time, it's just quick, easy setup.
Good.
And that's what I think when the general population sees the Thunderbirds, they think about six airplanes in the air.
Right.
And to those of us on the team, like, that teamwork and that camaraderie, cohesion, and focus is what it's really all about. I think it's so cool to see the C-17 land, and within about 45 minutes, everything is exactly where it needs to be. Like, the luggage for us is in our cars. The tools are there. The chocks are there. The ladders are there. Everybody's there ready, and you catch that plane, and we don't skip a beat. We are completely rolling 100% of the time, and that, to me, that teamwork and all those people that go into putting those jets in the air is really what it's all about.
Right. You know, having been around air shows for years, you've got a sense of what goes into it, but until I actually saw what the schedule was for each of you and who's where in recruiting booths and making public appearances, doing interviews like this, it's a very intricate process to get the team here, take care of all the obligations you have, and to get back home. And mentioning recruiting, of course, that's really the mission of the team, is to present the U.S. Air Force to the general public and hopefully encourage people to enlist.
Yeah, well, it's really threefold. We talk about recruiting, retaining, and representing. So for me, it's a big part of why I'm here. I was, you know, a young kid. I saw the Thunderbirds, and I wanted to be a fighter pilot. But there's also a lot of great people that we have in the Air Force doing really hard work, and we want to recognize what they're doing, show them, you know, what they're a part of with the show. And then represent, you know, we've got a lot of wonderful veterans out there that we represent, and as well as, you know, a lot of our comrades who are stationed in Afghanistan right now serving and, you know, away from their families for months or a year. So that's, you know, really it's all about. And I think the retaining and representing kind of lead naturally into the recruitment part.
Great. The typical day for you on the ground, do you have to show up before the pilots do normally?
You know, so sometimes, well, I not sometimes, but every time they have to brief for us. So we'll come in about 2.5 hours before takeoff. We'll get jets ready, you know, get everything serviced, set up, get the cockpit set up. So, you know, basically, so our pilots come to the jet and just jump in and go, put on their G suit, don't look at nothing, and just get in and go. So okay. There's definitely a lot of hours that go into getting the jets actually ready.
Right. And you make it sound so easy for Major Jensen. She just gets in and goes, but
I tell people I do the easy job. They got the hard work. I just get to get in the plane and fly it. So.
But you have briefings and debriefings and critiques of the performances after every performance.
Yeah.
Is that right?
We have a high-definition video camera, and so things look pretty good in real time, but when you slow it down and hit pause, you can see there's room for improvement on a lot of the maneuvers. So we're always working, always trying to get better, trying to make the formations look better, more precise, and more efficient. And we do the same thing over and over again, but there's always a lot of variables that change it. So it's actually pretty fun to go into debrief.
Right. So those high-definition video cameras are catching you 18 inches apart in the diamond, and you're going what, 450 miles an hour or so at certain times?
The greatest fighter pilot answer is it depends. So
okay.
We do. We start out about 450 knots on the loop that hopefully you'll see today, and then on top we'll get as low as 150. So we're changing our airspeed by about 300 knots in a couple of seconds. We're going from 1G to about 4Gs back to light, kind of floating on the top, and then back into 4Gs on the bottom. So it's a lot of different maneuvers, and you're constantly engaged in what you're doing, and it's a lot of mental focus. It's a probably as much mental as it is physical to fly.
When you first join the team, obviously you don't start out 18 inches apart. Do you start wide and just work your way in?
It's a real building block approach that we take to it. So you'll take 2 aircraft, you'll go out, and you'll be really high, and you start out as you're probably 3 to 7 feet out there, and you just do regular wing work, like kind of lazy eight type maneuvers, and then you'll work in to rolls and loops, which are really tricky to learn. They look so easy, but they were so difficult to learn, but a lot of fun. And then we actually just recently transitioned to the diamond formation. So normally spread, that's a little bit further apart than where we are now. And we've moved in the reference about a foot. So it's our tighter formation. And it, you spend a lot more time looking at your references and a lot less time kind of cross-checking what's going on until we get a little more acclimated to it. But you're, it's just a cross-check, just like any of you guys out there flying instruments. But it's a different cross-check. Like this, that, look at him, look at the ground. Look, you know, we don't, I spend most of my time looking at Boss, and my peripheral vision's pretty good. I can see a lot of different things based off of that.
Yeah, and that is an important point to make, is that you're not really looking at, you're not looking at the airshow crowd. You're really not looking at much else except the Boss and keeping your position in within the formation.
Yeah, you can see stuff once in a while. So we have maneuvers where, so I'm on the right side, I'm looking left. So if we have a left turn pass, we have the diamond pass in review, I can look down and I can kind of see the crowd down there having a good time. But I'm focused, you know, right. 90% of my focus is on the Boss, and then also looking at where Thunderbird 2 is, making sure we're matched. We have our references, but if the air is a little bit rough or there's some other variables in there, we might be moving a little bit. So we're looking at each other to try to stay zen with each other so that we have the same angle. Something else that's really interesting, a lot of the maneuvers were actually in a different position so that it looks good to you guys on the ground.
Okay.
So the pass and review, that perfect formation, I'm actually a little bit higher, pushed forward, and a little bit wider, and 2 tucks in really close, and 4, the slot pilot moves up high, and then you guys get that great image where the missile rails are lined up, and then 4's nose is directly on Boss's center line.
Wow.
So there's a lot of smoke and mirrors that go into it.
A lot of precision, that's for sure. We've just got a few minutes left. Gentlemen, any closing thoughts about your time that you've served so far with the Thunderbirds?
It's just been a great opportunity. We honestly, we come to work every day and love our jobs. It's a lot of people ask me, hey, why aren't you working for Gulfstream, or hey, why aren't you out working for any of these other companies? I'm like, it's a money versus love of your job type thing, and I honestly like coming to work every day. We have a lot of fun with it.
Excellent. Major Jensen, any closing thoughts?
Oh, just we're so happy to be here. Oshkosh has been really wonderful to us. We feel really lucky, especially after last year where we didn't get to fly, to get to be out here and to show American people and all of our international guests that come here too what the military is about, what the Air Force is about. And we just really thank you guys for the opportunity and look forward to flying for you this afternoon.
Great. Well, thank the three of you for your service to our country. We appreciate it. And we're looking forward to the show today. Hopefully the weather will hold and we'll get the full routine in. So I know folks have been talking about this for months, and we are just so pleased to have the Thunderbirds here for their first appearance at Oshkosh. So have a great show today.
Great. Thank you.
And you're listening to From the Stand on EIA Radio.